The year is 1960. Sean Ryan's creeping down a dark corridor in a run-down underwater city where mutants or killer robots could be waiting for him around the next corner.
Oh, God.
Sean's 20 years old. He goes to the University of Dayton in Ohio, and he loves this game, BioShock.
The storyline of this game is phenomenal. It's the most... Oh, my God.
He's about to fight a giant mechanical man.
Oh, my God, Big Daddy time.
In the game's story, the Big Daddies are protecting these little girls who have been mutated by the city's founders. So once Sean kills the Big Daddy, he has a choice to make. He can either cure the little girl, which will give him a little bit of power, or kill her, which will give him a lot more power. Okay, it sounds weird, but this plot point ties into the game's bigger question. How far are you willing to go in your own self-interest?
And I think, you know, in order for games to become a fully mature media, they need to be able to explore complicated moral themes. And one of the themes of BioShock is the extent of capitalism.
That's Ken Levine. He created BioShock using themes from Ayn Rand's books Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead as inspiration for the game's plot, where ruthless philosophy leads to the underwater city's downfall. Critics have almost universally praised the game's story, and in February, BioShock won the award for Best Writing at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco. We've entered a new era in video game storytelling. Video game writer Susan O'Connor says back when games were new, people didn't expect complex stories because the novelty of playing a video game was still fresh, kind of like when movies first came out.
A woman gets tied to a train track, some guy twirls his, like, naughty mustache, here comes a train, he twirls his mustache, her eyes open really big. I mean, technically it's a story, but it's not a very sophisticated one.
As any movie critic will tell you, a director can't just throw anything up on the screen and expect to impress people. Audiences want well-told stories. It's the same way with video games. Now designers have to figure out how to tell a good story and keep the game interactive. Interactive storytelling gets a lot of attention at Carnegie Mellon
University's Entertainment Technology Center
in Pittsburgh. Walk through a hallway that's been transformed into the bridge of a spaceship with pulsing purple lights and electrified plastic discs, past a model of the fictional robot Gort from The Day the Earth Stood Still, and you'll find Professor Jesse Schell. He says it's tough to use mature storytelling elements like tragedy or loss when players know they can try again and correct their mistakes.
No one could make an interactive Romeo and Juliet, for example, because if you had both characters die, you'd say, well, I guess we did that wrong. Let's go back and get the right ending.
O'Connor says the challenge is to create a situation where the player can suspend his disbelief and accept the world of the game. For example, say the player needs to walk into a room and get some vital information from a guy behind a desk.
So what we don't want to have happen is the player walk into the room and immediately shoot the guy behind the desk, right? You know, you don't want to just disable the gun the minute he walks in, because that's going to make the player angry. So you figure out a story reason to get the gun away from him, you know? He's an African warlord, so the guard is going to take your gun away before you walk in.
Schell calls this plot device indirect control.
You do what you want to do, but only because I created a situation where I knew what you were going to want to do. So you had freedom, but at the same time, you did exactly what the storyteller wanted you to do.
Last year, even the Writers Guild of America started an award for video game writing. But as a character in BioShock asks,
in the end, what separates a man from a slave?
Gamers may have to ask themselves how much they're controlling the game and how much the game's story is controlling them. For Intern Edition, I'm Travis Larchuk.